Alright, peace, y'all. We back again. You know what I'm saying? With another live. Back again with another live. Salute to everybody a part of the 2 Live crew. You heard? Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, man, and check out this video. The Hollywood Cult of Buddhafield. Like I said, some crazy nonsense with this, man. Crazy nonsense, man. Also, hold on, y'all. We want to check out this video. The future is here. All right. World domination by any means. We talked about a lot in this video, y'all. A lot of informative information to keep you guys aware. Stuff that I really can't discuss on YouTube due to their community guidelines. You know, it's a lot of criteria that you can't do over here, but without further ado, we're going to talk about it. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. Y'all said that y'all wanted me to shout y'all out, so I'll do it real quick. Salute the Arts of Fact. What's poppin'? Gets 187, Sun Goddess, Star Stone, Colleen Washington, Dawn Prototype, Shades of Shade, 5-5, Felicia Day, Soul Tone Death, Billionaire 8's Kid, Traquan Smith, Cassandra Snaden. Yeah, Cassandra Snaden said she wanted to do the shout out. So salute to Cassandra Snaden. You know what I'm saying? For the shout outs and all of that. Buddyfield, more like it, Matthew said. That documentary is a little crazy. I'm not gonna lie, it's a little crazy. But yeah, man, salute to everybody part of the 2 Live crew, man. You know what I'm saying? We got some stuff to talk about today. So, before we get into the topic, I want to show y'all something. Now, we always talk about plants, right? We always talk about industry plants and people being planted to lead us in a specific direction. Now, I'm not going to front. This is new news to me. Some of y'all may have known this already, but this is new news to me. You know what I'm saying? Now, I gotta shout somebody out. Hold on real quick before I go any further. Let me shout out somebody real quick, man. I don't wanna forget. Lawrence Kelly. Salute Lawrence Kelly. He said, Fanija email, I designed South Jamaica, New York City jackets. Yeah, salute. If you wanna holler at me about any products or whatever, stuff like that, email me at jaymarv155@gmail.com and I get right back to y'all as soon as possible, man. But yeah, I would like one of them South Jamaica New York City jackets, man. You know what I'm saying? I always support people from the towns that, you know, have they, you know, stuff together. So salute to you, my mans. I appreciate you, man. And yeah, we definitely gonna get that going for you, man. Alright, so now we was talking about plants, right? Now, also thank you for the donation, my brother. Thank you as well. Now, let me show y'all this clip, right? Because this is crazy. Let me just show y'all this real quick, and then we're gonna get into the topic.
Long before she met Doug Emhoff, she dated some prominent men, including in 2001, former talk show host Montel Williams. Back then, he was the famous one and had to introduce her to the paparazzi. Now the whole world knows who she is.
Can you say plant? So, rapper Chingy had recently just did an interview. All right. And now we all know the rapper Chingy from, if you from a certain age, you know what I'm saying, you know the rapper Chingy was doing his thing in the early 2000s. He had that dance called the Chicken Head. Salute to all my people from St. Louis. I got family in St. Louis. And he had this popular dance called the Chicken Head. Everybody was in out here doing it in New York. And he had that song called Right There. You know what I'm saying? That beat was crazy. I can't front. That beat was crazy. But, yeah, Chingy's career took a downslide, right? After, he took a picture with a transmission Sydney Star. Now, I'm going to be respectful, even though y'all know my viewpoints on stuff like this, right? But I'm going to tread lightly. You know what I'm saying? Because I you know, me personally, I just don't want to get them people on my bad side. You feel me? So he took a picture with this individual, right? And Sydney Starr basically lied to the public and said that her and Chingy was intimate. Now, this damaged Chingy's career, if you ask me. It damaged his career. And he's going to talk about it. We're going to play the clip. All right. And he's going to explain like how it affected him and things of that nature. Now, also, all right, your boy DC Young Fly, all right, one of the top ranking, I would say, new and upcoming comedians, right, just recently did a show in New Jersey at Atlantic City, all right, and he bombed. Now, I know where y'all gonna go with this. I know where y'all gonna go with this. Oh, you know, he sacrificed. I know, okay, I know, all right, honestly, in my opinion, he hasn't been the same since he lost his wife. But I'm, like I say, I'm going to be respectful. I didn't never talk about that situation because, you know, that's, you know, when it's people, you know, kids and stuff involved, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But he did get a Netflix special after she passed away. I just want to say that the 85 South show was on Netflix or still is. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But without further ado, let's get to this Chingy clip and let's give some dialogue on this, because this is a little disturbing on, you know, how these people play games. Let's check this out.
Now, getting in this business and understanding all the BS that can come with this business, far as untrue rumors and just how it be shady characters, whether they artists or executives in this business, and who can tend to try to derail your career and sabotage. Now, it's a lot of stuff to go with this stuff. And in that aspect, for us, the shady business, I don't appreciate all that. You know what I mean? But far as the music and selling millions of records and having radio hits, I feel like I did a great deal with that.
All right, so you're talking about the shady rumors, the false rumors, Sydney Starr. You know, that's been well documented at this point.
When that happened, I lost a lot of stuff based off a lie, which was just, that was the most oddest thing I've ever seen. And when the individual apologized and it so-called went away, which it took years to blow away, nah, man, ain't nothing good happened from that for me. I'm gonna tell you that. When an artist such as my caliber, who sold millions of records, was once one of the biggest artists in the world, they look at that different. If they not seeing you at these award shows all the time, on the radio all the time, they like, well, where is he at? What's wrong? But what was wrong was a lot of sabotaging and bullcrap in this industry.
You guys never really made up, did you? Like, you accepted her apology, but you kind of kept it moving.
Yeah. There's no, I mean, to be honest with you, man, like, it was spilt milk, and I lost a lot from it. That person gained. I'm not going to hold on to something. It is what it is. Apologize, cool. I'm going this way. Let that individual do their thing. And a lot of stuff, man. But that situation, that hurt my career. Like, I'm just gonna be honest about it. It really did. With that being said, what inspired New Beginnings is I'm a guy who looks to nature for a lot of answers. And when I say that, just like the cycle of winter going into summer, you know, and things die in the winter, but they be reborn in the spring, and you see it being vibrant, it's living again, but it's a constant process. So with human life, I go through things, you go through things, but guess what? It's gonna come a time where we're gonna be back vibrant and we're gonna be back going. And that's one of them times now. You know what I'm saying? For me. And so nature gives me inspiration. And so Friday on the 19th, I'm dropping New Beginnings, and it's a beautiful thing.
In 2024, you know, where do you see hip hop, especially where do you see Chingy fitting in? Cause it's kind of crazy right now.
So, hip hop is going to forever be one of those driving forces. Where I see me in it, listen, I'm just going to be honest with you. Nobody hit me to invite me into no hip hop 50 years things. Nobody hit me and invite me into none of that. So what I'm concerned about is 20 years of jackpot. That's what I'm concerned about. I'm not really concerned about 50 years of hip hop, but I can't say the same for hip hop right now. You know what I'm saying? Rap music right now with the, is it Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Rick Ross, J. Cole, all of these guys. Yep. I'm gonna tell you what I don't understand. We have all these successful guys, man, that's really successful. If it's friendly fire, if it's, some say it's hip hop competition. With me, competition causes division. That's with me. And we all seen that nothing ever really happens good from these type of situations. We can always go back to Tupac and Biggie, but it's several other artists that didn't pass because of stuff like this. But to me, grown men who are very successful, it's just like, it's time to cut it out. You know what I mean? Because I'm gonna be honest with you, coming from where I come from, when it's rapping over a beat, talking about people, mamas and this and that, when we see each other, it's not gonna be good. So I just don't see it being competitive just rapping when people talk about people, mamas and mothers and these type of disrespectful things. But like I said, as grown men and as successful men, it's point.
Now, salute to Chingy. It seems to be that he's living a pretty normal and regular life these days. You don't really hear too much about him unless he's doing an interview. Salute Mo Green. He said Chingy has also stated he's indigenous and not African after Coolio said the same. GRE was out of here. I mean, to each his own, man. If that's what he believes, you know, that's what he believes. Salute Malia 420. Salute. All right. So, now my personal, I'm just going to say this real quick and, without being biased. If you remember early on in Chingy's career, he was beefing with the rapper Nelly. And they was going back and forth with like the Crown of St. Louis or something like that. Now, could it have been a possibility that Nelly set Chingy up to fail? Because Nelly is still, you know, he's not popping, but he's still out there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to lie, with him saying that this person put a stain on his career, you know, there may be some validity to that. You know what I mean? And I ain't going to front. I think Chingy washed Nelly up in that diss. You know what I'm saying? He washed him up. You know what I mean? Just my personal opinion. Chingy was the better artist. Nelly was more of what these kids do today. Sing rap. You know what I'm saying? It's underlay, E-I-E-I, uh-oh, all that crap. You know what I'm saying? He was that dude. You know what I'm saying? But Nelly had hits too. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know. Maybe this person was sent to Chingy to sabotage his career. I know some of y'all said Chingy probably got down with the person. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I just know like the way he talks. He's from St. Louis, so they have a little accent out there. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah, Flashy Murdy said, very strong possibility. Yeah, they said Nelly. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. This rap game is dirty, man. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think people like that should be able to get away. You know how many people have been lied on by people like that? You know what I'm saying? Oh, I did such and such with this person, and then, you know what I'm saying, come to find out, it ain't true. I tell you this, you'll never hear no transmission stories on me. I tell you that now. You never, you know what I'm saying, I make sure. You got kids? You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no kids? Okay, well, you know what I'm saying? Let me see what it look like down there. You know what I'm saying? For real. I'm not going for none of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going for none of that. So we're going to talk about DC Young Fly. Now, like I said, as of over the weekend, I believe he had a show in the New Jersey area. Salute to everybody in New Jersey, all my people in Philly, Trenton, Patterson, you know what I'm saying? Newark, you know what I mean? Dirty Jersey, man. Salute to everybody from Jersey. They New York's cousins, man. We cousins over there. You know what I mean? Now, I'm going to be honest. New Jersey and New York, when it comes to comedy, is a very tough crowd. We don't do too much laughing. You know what I'm saying? We don't do too much hee hee ha ha and then all of that. I don't know where you guys are from, but when it comes to comedy, we are very tough critics. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I be on social media and I be looking at some of these Instagram comedians and I don't laugh once. Not at all. So he did a show in Jersey and it didn't go too well for him. Now, I didn't watch the full clip. I don't know exactly what he said. But apparently he was giving his testimony on his life. And, you know, the crowd was like, man, they Sandmanned him. Get off the stage. Boo. You know what I'm saying? Like the Apollo back in the days. Yo, the Apollo back in the 90s was ruthless. You understand? They was throwing garbage on the stage at people. They didn't care if you rubbed that tree stump on the stage or nothing. You was still getting booed. You know what I'm saying? But, It's kind of crazy. I'm gonna play the clip about DC Young Fly. I know some of y'all gonna say, yeah, he probably, you know, got rid of his wife and all of that stuff. I ain't gonna front. I kind of have some truth validity to that too, man. It's too coincidental. You know what I'm saying? It's too coincidental. And I would hate to see that because I actually watched DC Young Fly's upcoming when he started on Vine, and he only got like 200 people watching his video. So Let's see what he has to say, man. And we're gonna play this clip real quick.
A lot of people like blaming other motherfuckers for their own decision making. Now, I never blame God for the reason why I didn't make it to the NBA. And I never blame that bitch for the reason why I'm on cocaine. Because we was out there chasing bitches. That's what was going on. But this is what it's going to get me.
They booing him. Oh my God. DC is getting booed. Oh my God.
This is what a story get done. This is what a story get rid of.
We are lost.
When I got hooked on cocaine. My relationship with God got strong. Now, this is what I had to go through in order to find a close relationship with God. I think I turned out pretty good.
Oh my God, they is booing him. Yeah.
When the devil is trying to work, you gotta stand tall.
Example of why the world is a bad place. Atlantic City. I'm DC Young Fly. Keep God first. Hey, DC Young Fly, y'all. There's a bit hating on my nigga right there, man. Hey, man, where you want that picnic table cloth shirt on, man? That's one of the niggas been in the feds. I ain't fucking with that. The nigga be out. One more time for DC Young Fly, y'all. I think it was that little Meek Mill outfit he had on. Yeah, man, we're going to meet and greet.
If you look at the women today, it's a lot of women who have BBLs. So I'm constantly reminded. Like, they made it. They go another big booty. She made it. See what I'm saying? I get why women wants to enhance themselves. I get it. But fellas, we have to do more on just continuously telling our women that they're beautiful.
You're enough.
We have to continuously tell them that they're gorgeous. Don't make your woman feel like she has to go do something, even if you fucking with another chick. Like, no. You just love a woman. That's it. And women, listen to your man. Just listen. I'm not finna sit here and tell somebody don't do what they want to do, don't do. No. People make decisions. You have to live with that as a unit. So I can't even sit here and say, oh, I'm against nothing. Oh, I'm with it. As a unit, I took a loss.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta understand, he's now a single father. All right? due to this mistake or tragic event that took place. Yeah, but like I said, New Jersey is a tough crowd. They ain't going for none of that. They booed him. They booed him towards the end. But he flipped it, though. I give him that. He flipped it. He did flip it. So, yeah, didn't look too good for DC Young Fly. Didn't look too good. But on another note, look at this, y'all. This is actually crazy. Look at this nonsense here.
Pick up the pieces. Just pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm sick of her. You know what I'm saying? I'm sick of seeing her doing the same moves on stage. It's tiring. It's tiring, man. Yeah, man. Salute to the wig doctor. Salute to the wig doctor. You know what I'm saying? Salute to the wig doctor. Yo, man. But seeing Chingy go through that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't know. He's been, I'm not going to front. Like, I say this and I'll leave the topic alone. A lot of interviews that I've watched as of maybe recently, not recently, but a few years that passed, he's came out and spoken about the situation and how it's affected his career. And he seemed to be more knowledgeable of what's going on around him. You know what I'm saying? Now, like I said, when you get involved in the music business, and mind you, what he said, too, I don't want to stay off the topic. What he said, too, towards the end, the guy asked him, hey, you know, do you think you could fit in today's society with rap? For the most part, I'm not going to lie. I don't see Chingy fitting in with today's rap. You know what I'm saying? Unless he's rapping about negativity. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, his mind is on a different level from what I see. Like, he seems to be knowledgeable about what goes on in the industry. He was one of the first people that mentioned that there's a connection between Satan and Saturn, right? On the guy, the Caucasian guy's platform. You guys can go look it up. But yeah, he seemed to be knowledgeable what's going on, and I think that's wrong. Now, the transmission came out and said they are tired of people bullying them about the situation that took place years ago, right? And they didn't feel that it was fair that people keep attacking them, okay, because they lied. Basically, get over it is what they're saying. Get over it. It's what's done is done. I'm famous now and he's not. You see, that's how the game goes. Sometimes you got to step on people to get to the top, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, you have to step on people to get to the top. There was no other way that this person would have became successful, being that they swapped genders. Now, when y'all talk about, oh, that's a clone, the gender swap, this is a prime example of that. I don't know about celebrities and all of that other stuff, but this is gender swapping, okay? And fellas, you must be careful, okay? Check for certain things. If the hands are big, if the feet are big, if she's tall, I don't know. There's certain things you got to look out for these days. Just be careful. Salute to Kate and Wade. They said, it gets confusing as a woman. Guys say they want modest, smart women, but always run to women who make fun of for being trashy or slutty. But always run to women who they make fun of for being trashy or slutty. Well, I can't speak for all men, but I will say this. There are stand-up, respectable people out here, just like you have respectable women. You got respectable men. Majority of the time, we as humans, we go for what's more appealing to the eye. Even though it may not be good for us, we just go for what's more appealing to the eye, which is why you see certain things where people marry these Instagram baddies or models, and then when it all falls down, she's gone right along with the money, right? But you can't blame them because, like I said, you're chasing what's appealing to the eye. You know what I'm saying? Whatever is appealing to the eye is what a lot of us as human beings are attracted to. It doesn't matter what it is. You know what I'm saying? It does not matter what it is. If you seen the bag of money, okay, if you seen the bag of money sitting in front of a church, I guarantee you maybe 580 people in this chat right now would probably take that bag and run, okay? Probably, right? But not knowing that it's possibly a trap. It's possibly a trap to get you jammed up. Y'all ever seen that show, Bait Cars? So stuff like that happens. But salute to Caden Wade. Thank you, Caden Wade, for that super chat. You know what I'm saying? Malik Smith said, too many transmissions in this street. Yeah, especially in Atlanta. You got to just be careful these days. Just look for certain things. Ask history. Hey, you got baby pictures? Yeah, I mean, let me see them baby pictures. You know what I'm saying? Now these new generational parents, they don't even care. They putting their sons in dresses now. So that wouldn't even work in the near future. You get what I'm saying? It's sad. It's sad, but hey, you know, to each his own, man. You know what I'm saying? To each his own. Salute to JD Lay. Say that ish. The chrome hearted facts. Men naturally go for women with more lustful looking. We were born into sin. What you thought? Yeah. Yeah, it's appealing to the eye. This is why you see all of these women gyrating and shaking their behind on stages. Right? And for the most part, you know, us men, we'll scroll and look at it. You know, but it's your imagination. That's why you got to leave like prawn and all of that stuff alone. You know what I'm saying? Prawn will mess you up and corn. You know what I'm saying? I can't say the word on here, but corn, it'll mess you up mentally. You know what I'm saying? You won't know that stuff. You won't know how to talk to women because you're eager to get that lust up off of you. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Xavier. Thank you, Xavier, for the donation, man. I appreciate you, big dog. You know what I'm saying? This show is sponsored by my man's Xavier, man. Yeah, Ma R said, hands are dead giveaway. Just ask for baby pictures. You know what I'm saying? Let me see you when you was a kid. You got kids? You know, you got to ask certain questions these days. You know, just don't be eager. I just saw a video, a guy was in a club and was dancing with a whole dude. Didn't even know. It wasn't a woman, just because it had on poom poom shorts. It's a nasty world we living in. You know what I'm saying? Nasty world we living in. But salute to everybody, man. I just wanted to do a quick live for y'all and talk about what's going on. If you are on the Patreon, make sure y'all check out the Hollywood Cult of Buddhafield. This guy is weird. This is. I can't say it enough, but this was some sick mess, all right? Some sick mess. So make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. The link is in the description below. And also, the future is here, y'all. Totally different content than what you see me talk about on YouTube. Totally different. I realize now with the video that I did where I talked about the cloud seeding in Dubai, that YouTube did not want people to know that information. So from now on, we're going to be talking about those type of topics, those, you know, strong topics where, you know, it's treading light, treading heavy on the crazy side. We've been talking about that stuff on Patreon. So I'm going to get y'all two more videos this week on Patreon. Don't y'all have no fear. If you still having issues, you got to update the app also, man. But salute to everybody, man, on the check-in. I appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all please hit the like button on your way out. Peace and blessings. I love y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll be back on Wednesday if it's something to talk about. All right. Peace, y'all.